A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's my decision, it's my choice. Seems to be a mantra that we experience, we live sometimes, especially in college. But what if we've got it all wrong? For people across the world, across the nation, they've kind of asked that question over and over again. And I think for someone like Franklin Solsey, a guy who was born and raised a typical American life, he entered into this world in January of 1925. Growing up in the small town of Hilltop, Kentucky, he began to learn this. Right? He, at 18 years old, got introduced to something he probably would have never imagined for himself. Because he was chosen, he was picked, he was drafted by the U.S. government to prepare for World War II. And so after a year's worth of training, he joined others in the 5th Marine Division, and had to go off to a place that they also didn't choose, Iwo Jima. And it was there in February of 1945 that he and five others were cemented into the history of the U.S. when they were seen raising a flag in recognition of a victory in Japan. But then, it's actually time to consider the people just like Franklin, whose pictures we'll never see, because they experienced these life-altering choices that were not their own. And so for three of those people in the 5th Marine Division, it was the night of March 14th, 1945, when they were asleep in a foxhole hiding from the Japanese, when they were awakened by the shout of Private George Phillips, who warned them of an incoming grenade, all right before he himself made the decision to fall upon it to preserve the others' lives. They didn't have the choice to be survivors. George Phillips, a Medal of Honor recipient, was the one who made that decision for them. And for us tonight in Pittsburgh, Kansas, far removed from the battles of World War II, I think if we're honest with ourselves, we recognize that in our day-to-day experience, there are possible life-altering decisions that are made for us that we oftentimes take for granted. Quite simply put, someone choosing to stop at a red light could itself be life-altering for us. And so when it comes down to it, we're not much different than those soldiers that had to fight in World War II. Because you didn't choose to come into this world. Your parents did, with the help of God's creating hand. Much like Franklin Solsey, you probably grew up not expecting some of the decisions that were made in your own life. And you, I would venture to say, didn't really have, one of you did, but the others of you didn't have a choice to be drafted into God's army, to join the allies in the victory over sin and death through baptism. And when it comes down to it, because of that entrance into this Catholic faith, you have been placed into foxholes of your own life, and pray God, if you haven't already, will experience soon Jesus Christ dying on the cross for you. Jesus says in the gospel today, it was not that you have chosen me, but that I have chosen you. And in this is where love begins. In order to remain in love, in order to discover love, we have to acknowledge that we've first been chosen by God. And as St. John reminds us in the second reading today, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. So my brothers and sisters, ahead of this finals week, ahead of this summer, ahead of the life ahead of you, as you leave here at Pitt State, take with you the image of the cross. Let it serve as a reminder of Jesus' words in the gospel today, that it was not us who chose God. No, rather, he chose you, and he chose to die for you, to bring you into his friendship, to bring you into his love so that you can remain in that love. For no greater love is there than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend. Because when we understand the power of the cross, when we understand and receive the gift of no longer being slaves to sin, but rather of being soldiers for Christ, friends of Christ, then we actually are left with no choice but to remain in friendship with Christ, following his commandments, the battle plan, which will lead us safely into the victory of God's love. And when we understand this, then love can become more than a word, but a way of life that enables us to live like Christ, enables us to love like Christ, and enables us to love like George Phillips did, to remain in God's love, to offer his love for their sake and not our own. Remain in his love this summer, remain in his love always, and you will find his joy for you, his joy in you, and that your joy can be complete.